And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of September, 2024. Today is World Manta Day, a day to celebrate these large flat fish who are named for their unique appearance. Manta means blanket or cloak in Spanish and refers to the manta's famously long pectoral fins. These iconic creatures inhabit temperate, tropical, and subtropical waters around the globe. Despite their huge size, mantas feed on microscopic animals called zooplankton, so they are completely harmless to humans. They are truly colossal animals, with some individuals reaching 7 meters, that's 23 feet, from wingtip to wingtip, and weighing up to 2 metric tons, or 4,400 pounds. As far as fish go, mantas have one of the largest brains, which support their curiosity and complex social interactions. Unsustainable and unregulated tourism can drive mantas away from important cleaning and feeding sites. Cleaning sites are a fascinating natural phenomenon in which manta rays congregate to receive cleaning services from specialized fish. These cleaning services include the removal of parasites and dead skin from the manta's bodies. The greatest threat to manta rays is the fishing industry. They get easily entangled in fishing nets, including discarded fishing nets, and die as bycatch. Even when released alive, it doesn't seem like they have good survival rates because mantas have to keep swimming to survive. It is essential to push water through their gills to breathe. Manta rays take approximately 10 years to reach sexual maturity, and the pregnancies last for nearly 13 months, after which they deliver just one single pup. Their slow reproduction rate, combined with the threats they are facing, are sadly contributing to declining manta ray numbers across the globe. The best way we can celebrate manta rays is by eliminating all seafood consumption from our diets. Today is the birthday of Lawrence Anthony, born on this day in 1950. Lawrence Anthony was the South African conservationist who charged into the Baghdad Zoo during the U.S. invasion of 2003 and led an animal rescue effort that united warring soldiers, mullahs, and Iraqi civilians. Lawrence Anthony spent the better part of his life trying to shelter wild animals from the ravages of human conflict. He convinced warring Zulu tribes to put aside their differences where African animals were concerned. And years later, Mr. Anthony muscled his way into diplomatic negotiations with the Lord's Resistance Army, the militant group from northern Uganda. Appealing to local tribal beliefs, Mr. Anthony convinced the rebels not to kill the endangered northern white rhinoceros, which live in the dense forests under the group's control. The newest edition of Tom Regan's classic book, The Case for Animal Rights, was published on this day in 2004. Regan's position is Kantian, namely that all subjects of life possess inherent value and must be treated as ends in themselves, never as a means to an end. Tom Regan said, "The fundamental wrong is the system that allows us to view animals as our resources, here for us, to be eaten or surgically manipulated or exploited for sport or money. Once we accept this view of animals as our resources, the rest is as predictable as it is regrettable. Why worry about their loneliness, their pain, their death?" Regan argues that animals are the subjects of experience whose lives matter to them as individuals, even if they do not matter to anyone else. And today is the release of the book From Harm to Healing, Sanctuary Stories of Rescue, Resilience, and Recovery by Ruth Montiel Arias and Liz Tyson. From Harm to Healing combines photography and narrative to explore the stories of 8 monkeys rescued from traumatic and abusive situations and rehomed to one of the largest animal sanctuaries in the United States, the Born Free Primate Sanctuary in South Texas. With an honest and open approach to the work of sanctuaries, The book seeks to consider the complexities and challenges of life after rescue. It posits the work of sanctuaries not simply as a happily ever after for victims of the pet trade, vivisection, and zoos, but as a journey toward recovery that may take years or even decades. The book describes how sanctuaries pick up the pieces and do what they can to help victims of exploitation move from situations of harm to those of healing. And here's a quote for today from Fred Rogers. When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, "Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping." A quote from Mr. Rogers. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be a helper today.